If you're in business, you need to be kept informed. In Business on Radio Kerry, every Thursday from 6 to 7pm.
You're very welcome back to In Business. Mary Gallagher here with you up until 7 o'clock this evening. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can email inbusiness@radiokerry.ie. You can tweet us, we're @InBusinessRK, or you can get in contact via LinkedIn on either my own Mary Gallagher page or on the Radio Kerry page. Now, Budget 2023 is less than 3 weeks away. On Tuesday, the 27th of September, we'll be hearing about all the details contained in it. And the Small Firms Association is appealing to the government to make sure they look after small businesses here in Ireland, because they've just released their cost of doing business survey, and it's showing that small and micro businesses here in Ireland are under severe pressure because of the ever-increasing costs, including the likes of energy. Well, to talk to us more about this, I am joined on the line now by Sven Spollen-Behrens, who is the director of SFA, the Small Firms Association. Sven, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary.
The SFA has looked at the costs associated with doing business here in Ireland and the challenges that are facing our smallest employers. Can you talk to us about the findings?
Yeah, it's really difficult times for Ireland's micro and small enterprises, or so businesses with less than 50 employees, and they're facing cost challenges in every area of their business, be it labour costs, transportation costs, insurance, banking, and obviously very much in the focus now, the utility costs, energy costs and gas costs. And many businesses operate in low margin environments, which makes it very difficult for them to absorb these cost increases. And obviously, we're in a very competitive environment. Because we're in that, it makes it nearly impossible for many to pass on the cost increases onto customers. At a time of this high inflation and no end in sight there in relation to energy prices, we're really concerned that this may lead to viable enterprises closing due to their inability to absorb rising business costs. And this is why we published this report earlier in the week, and we're asking government really to look at financial supports with Budget 2023 and earlier to help those businesses that are under severe pressure at the moment.
We can't go far these days without hearing about the ever-increasing costs of energy. And we've heard in the media recently about businesses getting extortionate electricity bills. And I suppose it looks like we're in for a difficult winter as well. Can you talk to us about, you know, what the SFA think is needed to help these small businesses throughout the winter time?
Three things really that come to mind. So first of all is recognition from government that this is a real crisis now. This is like the COVID crisis on steroids, and we need financial supports as quickly and as efficiently to small businesses as we did during the COVID pandemic. If you remember, there was the wage subsidy support scheme, and there was a COVID restriction support scheme. Businesses that met certain criteria, they were given support from revenue, and happy to discuss what sort of thresholds or qualifying criteria they are, but this is really the model that we need to apply. First of all, government to recognize this is really an existential crisis and government needs to act quickly. And secondly, COVID and what we've done there, showing us the way, what can be done and how supports can reach efficiently businesses that need it the most. The other element that we're asking for is to make funding supports that government is working on at the moment available to all businesses. There's new funding supports in the energy efficiency space and carbon reduction space, and they're designed in such a way that mainly manufacturing or export-focused businesses can avail of them. But we feel that all of the small businesses in Ireland should be able to access these. And then lastly, what we're asking for is for government to push the pause button on a number of labour market initiatives that are in the pipeline, like the introduction of a living wage and projects like the auto enrolment.
Yeah, and staying on labour, I mean, it is a huge outlay, obviously, for businesses, and we're constantly hearing over the last while about it being an employees' market, and this report is showing that, I suppose, that small businesses are under pressure to increase employee wages, provide additional benefits to employees and more remote working supports in order to hold on to the staff they have.
I know, it's great to see, on the other hand, we are in a very buoyant economy, still, I think last week the national accounts figures from the Central Statistics Office showed that the economy is growing by 11%. We all heard about the exchequer returns, so that's positive. And the unemployment numbers are at the lowest rate ever, so that's really positive. On the other hand, this puts pressure on small businesses competing for talent, being able to offer the best that they can to their employees, offer wellness packages for their staff. We can see in our statistics that we published that on average, labor costs make up to 82% of the overall monthly business costs. And that shows that they're taking their employees seriously and they're trying to be as open as they can. But at the same time, that makes them more vulnerable when it comes to demands for wage increases. And, government initiatives don't help. We have calculated that if you look at all the new parental leaves, the introduction of the statutory sick pay, the right to request remote working, that adds up to 9% to the overall wage cost. So huge pressure for small businesses.
Yeah, and you mentioned it there that because of all these, the rent increases, energy increases, labour costs, a lot of businesses are in a bind because they can't increase the price maybe for their product or service because customers, they'll go elsewhere, so they might end up losing more business. So you mentioned it there that some businesses might end up having to close, and very viable businesses. So it's a serious threat for our economy too, that we could lose very good businesses. And I suppose it is a crucial time really for the government to step in and help them.
That's really it. The government need to treat this as a national emergency now, and need to treat this with priority. So, and that means that all of the supports must come in October of this year at the latest. Otherwise, businesses in a low margin environment, especially those in the experience economy like retail and tourism and hospitality, they're going to be really squeezed. And then you have small manufacturing businesses with huge outlay in terms of their electricity bill, or tech businesses in the cold storage place. They are really under pressure. And then if you take away the utility bills, if you look at rent increases, our survey found that over 50% of small businesses have already experienced rent increases or have been contacted by their landlords in relation to rent increases. If you look at the increase in insurance costs, that's still there, and it's a problem that hasn't been fully solved. And then bank loans, and the fact that we have two key players leaving the market. So all in all, not a pretty picture when we look at the cost of doing business for small companies.
No, absolutely not. And I suppose we've just under 3 weeks left, so hopefully we will see lots of measures to help small businesses coming up in Budget 2023. For the moment, Sven, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary.
Sven Spallen-Behrens, their SFA director, talking to us there about the cost of doing business for small businesses and about the SFA's appeals to the government on how they need to look after small businesses, because there is a fear that many could fail and end up closing because of the huge increase in the cost of doing business.